Hello, my name is Aaron Young, the CEO and founder of Ticker. This is Uncommon.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a unique digital agency. Head to narelle.com to learn more. That's NEURALLE.com.
And I'm really curious about, you know, because you got two essential areas of monetizing, which was...
Two I know about,
which is in-program brand sponsorships and branded content. So one of them that really pricked my ears was they could come in for an interview and talk about a certain predefined topic, which is part of the interview, correct?
So we get about 20 pitches an hour.
Okay.
From different PR people around the world. 80% are now coming from the United States, interestingly. And that's only been a recent thing, but a great thing for us. They come in, we have half-hour news every hour of the day from 7 a.m. through to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And in that top half hour of news, we can fit in essentially four interviews with people. So you could come in to talk about your podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've come on Ticker, you've been interviewed by a news host. As someone said, it looks like you're on Channel 9, but you're not. And no one cares about branding anymore because it's all about online. So all of a sudden we've got this news service that people are going, this looks legit. And that's what mattered. And it took me back to all those years of realizing that it was all smoke and mirrors in the first place. But people liked what we were doing. They liked the tone. They liked to be part of something new. They come in, and in the first few months, I was up until, you know, 11 o'clock at night, having worked all day, clipping up people's interviews to send them. When someone said to me, why are you charging for that?
Yeah, that's what I was curious about, is what were those first conversations like when you started charging people?
Some were very understanding.
Yeah.
Others, usually hilariously PR people, hated it.
Because, yeah, they want free spots.
Well, hang on. What I loved,
they're charging
what I fucking loved,
yeah,
was that they are charging a client for a service to get them onto Ticker, and then they get upset that we would charge them. We don't charge you to come on, by the way. I would never do that. When I talked about integrity, there is no integrity in charging someone for an interview. But if you then expect the service of me hiring someone to edit and to clip that up and to send that to you and to do all the work that goes with it, not to mention the IP rights, not to mention the copyright, I'm going to charge you for that. Not a huge amount, but there is a cost. At Sky News, it was $1,300. At the ABC, it's $850. And then if you want it in HD, it's an extra $80. And then it's per hour if it's archival footage of the amount of time it takes.
Wow.
And on it goes. And it's only a one-year license. Channel 9 charges you. They all charge you.
So
what I discovered is the reason why these PR companies have come to Ticker was they were hoping it was a new place that they get the content for free instead of trying to get onto like Channel 9 Perth's. They do like this chat show segment to fill time, no doubt. And then they would get them on there and then they started charging. So they're like, we don't want to be on here anymore. So I just loved the gall of these PR people who were getting upset that we happened to charge for a clip, which they didn't want to have to tell their client about.
Yeah.
I thought that was great and fought that head on and we won.
Yeah.
And they all came back. And in quite a few cases, the clients who we interviewed left the PR companies and signed up for a deal directly with Ticker. And that was when I really realized that we were onto something.
Okay.
And that happened at the beginning of last year. And those very people who would call me up upset, the PR owners, about what we had done, were now losing clients to us. And they were calling up really upset about that.
Mm. Yeah, because this is something that we've considered for a while because we get immense amount of pitches. You know, it's nonstop. And I thought, there's got to be something in this because, you know, Jacob's in here sitting down doing all this work. He produces the entire episode.
Yeah.
Well, it has been. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, but eventually, essentially,
why
aren't
I charging for it?
Well, but that's exactly it, right?
Yeah.
So Rupert Murdoch realized, he was the first to realize, that there has to be a price on news. Journalists cost money. Printing presses cost money. We're all okay with spending a dollar for the Herald Sun. I think it's about $50 for a paper now because it's so hard to find. When it went online, there was this expectation that it would all be for free because we're all paying for our internet services or our iPhones or whatever it might be. So therefore, the service came free But it just doesn't work that way. Journalists have landlords too and have to eat too, and someone has to pay the bills, and there was really no other way to make that work.
Yeah. Yeah, I never understood why that was an issue, but I know we need to do something about it. And so I was very, like I said, in that interview when I realized that, when you said that, I was like, oh.
Well, so then it wasn't just about figuring out how to make some money. It was about figuring out how to make more money, right? So running a business off people either sponsoring their own shows meant that you weren't going to have a very high quality show. And then people buying their clips meant you had to produce a lot of clips, which meant that you were now in a game of very small margin and high volume. So when I started thinking about what is a business of very small margin and high volume, I was reading the book about the guy who founded McDonald's. We've all seen the film, The Founder, of course.
Great film.
Great film with Michael Keaton. But I read the book about the guy that he plays. And when I get involved in a book like Coca-Cola or whatever it might be, I become obsessed with the product they're talking about. So this was on my holiday.
I'm like that.
Summer holiday early last year. And I went to Victoria Gardens and sat out the front of McDonald's in the food court for 4 hours and just watched. They must have thought I was like planning some sort of coup or something. But I'm sitting there with a notepad and I'm watching everything. And the one thing I actually took away was when you're in the car park at McDonald's, the thing that they get you through the door is the $2 hamburger. That's all you see. $2 hamburger, $2 McFlurry, blah, blah, blah. When you get in to the counter and you look up at the board,
you can
never find that $2 hamburger or that $2 McFlurry. They're serving you up meal deals. So I started to think, what's the meal deal that you would have at Ticker with these clips? And then thought about, well, if we looked after all of the marketing, so it's not just about giving them the clip to put on their LinkedIn, but what if we put it on our LinkedIn and our Facebook? Channel 9 News won't put your story about your business on their news site, but we can. That's the difference. So we started doing that. That was an additional fee. And we came up over time with four different packages, which meant that our news was paying for itself. We could afford to pay journalists and more journalists, more directors, more producers, make our news content better. And then more PR people would want to come in because our news content was better. And then it all of a sudden began to take off.
Interesting. Yeah, we've definitely got to do something about that.
You got to sit at McDonald's, mate.
You got to sit at McDonald's.
No, what you need to do, what I did is just look for businesses that weren't in my industry, but as I say, what was a high volume business with low margins and how do they make money?
Yeah.
And once you figure that out, look at what your business is, think about another business that's doing it well. I love the story of Boost Juice and Janine Ellis. We're all familiar with it as startups in this country. She's been one of the most successful entrepreneurs. I had read her book, was obsessed with her book, went through this juice cleansing diet where I was only eating Boost Juice three times a day for like two months. It was great. I lost like 10 kilos. It was wonderful. Couldn't wait to meet Janine. She came into the office, interviewed her, and we just didn't click. And I was really, really upset. I was like, and you know, they say never meet your heroes. It was that moment.
Yeah.
And you know who said never meet your heroes? Janine Ellis in the podcast that I've been listening to.
Fuck.
So excited to meet her. And there I was getting the same advice from that very woman. Wow. And not that she isn't magnificent, but she didn't have anything to teach me in my media business because her business was completely different to mine.